welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
We're back. Week 5.
Week 5.
And we're doing the Republican National Convention.
We got a big one this week. The Republican National Convention just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Big news. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's been watching. Twitter's been blowing up. We decided we don't really care about politics. We didn't watch that much of the convention, but it seems to be the thing to talk about this week. So we watched like a couple minutes of every speech, and now we're doing it. We have a very special guest. Our very first
guest on the podcast is really hard to get.
Straight from the Republican National Convention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we have actually Invisible Obama is with us today.
Invisible Obama came out today for the podcast. Give it up for Invisible Obama, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here, Invisible
Obama.
What's
that? Oh, you're welcome.
What was that? Yeah, I know. Ridiculous, right?
So, anyway, he'll be joining us through the whole hour.
We'll ask him what he thinks, who he'd have sex with throughout the show.
Get the insider scoop.
So thanks for being here, Invisible Obama.
Yeah.
Invisible Obama sitting in a chair.
Yeah, just so you guys knew, in case that was relevant information.
We had to spend $60 on a new microphone for Invisible Obama, so we hope you're all excited that he's joining us on our show.
So let's start this off right. Going straight for the big...
Well, I mean, you know, watching the Republican National Convention, sitting there, and I believe that you and I, Robin, were thinking what everyone else in America was thinking while watching it. Which of these people do we want to have sex with?
Right. Everyone knows that politics is mostly so we can Google pretty-looking people with symmetrical faces.
Yeah, where we can watch them, think about having sex with them, and then get mad at them if they have sex with any of those people.
That's right. That's right.
That's what politics is, right? I mean, don't all these people just do it for the sex anyway?
I think so.
Why? I gotta get married to someone so it looks like I'm a family person, and then I'll just cheat on her with everything that moves.
But also, that person is usually pretty attractive. They're not marrying uggos.
Yeah, I guess for the
most
part.
So you get that one, and then you get every intern.
Well, before we start, who, just out of curiosity, of, like, your lifetime presidents, who do you think is the most attractive?
Out of the presidents that have been alive, have been president when I've been alive?
Well, I mean, you can go, I say, we can date back to, I don't want to give you Kennedy, because I feel like Kennedy is an obvious choice, so we'll go Nixon on.
Okay.
Or LBJ on. LBJ. Just notice that Lyndon Johnson's initials is Spanish for the blowjob.
Out of all the presidents, I don't know. I feel like I get along the most with Carter. He seems like a solid dude.
You have sex with him.
We just be friends.
You're always going for the safe bet. You're always like, well, I don't want any of these wild, good-looking ones. let's get
what
that homely...
wild, good-looking president am I ignoring right now?
Well, I mean, come on. You really are going to choose Jimmy Carter over Bill Clinton?
Yeah, Clinton is, like, gross. He has, like, a fluffy hair. I don't know. I mean, he's very charismatic, but I don't think he's just, like, I don't think he's straight up attractive.
Yeah, but, I mean, just let that man just close your eyes and listen to him speak.
I don't know. I'm not persuaded. No, he's, like, not... Plus, he has, like, the least cute wife, which shows you that he had, like, the least cute... He was
the
least cute.
He also has the most affairs.
No, he looks like Leno. I don't like Leno. I don't like that big chin thing.
He doesn't have the Leno big chin. He's like Leno without the big chin.
I just don't like that either.
Fine. You don't like Bill Clinton.
I'm
all around in the world. No. I want to see you meet Bill Clinton and turn him down for sex. I'm ready to witness this.
That would happen. Lots of women would turn down Bill. So, yeah. Probably Carter. I like Carter.
What do you think about this Invisible Obama? It's just what I thought. Okay. All right, so let's jump into Republican National Convention. First speaker of the convention was Speaker of the House John Boehner. John Boehner? John Boehner?
For the
I feel like it's actually pronounced... I think it is pronounced Boehner.
Boehner.
I don't know. We'll call him John Boehner.
For sure.
So what do you think, John Boehner?
He's the grossest. He looks like his eyes are raw eggs that are gonna fall out at any moment. Like, it just looks saggy, and it looks like his skin is all pinched and gross. And no, I don't like him at all.
And you also got to imagine he's gonna cry during the sex.
I don't know. Am I, like, as interesting as the American Dream? Because I don't think boning me has anything to do with the American Dream. So maybe he wouldn't be into it. He'd be like, yeah, that was just sex. It wasn't particularly...
You don't think he cried during sex? The dude cries during being asked interviews. The dude can't go to a high school because he cries when he sees children. This is the Speaker of the House, everyone. I actually think there's other reasons he can't go to a high school and other reasons why he's crying all the time. But that'll be on our next podcast, To Catch a Predator.
I feel like that's a great excuse for life if you're just like... use crying as a reason you can't do things. Like, I'm sorry, like, my mom used to clean the dishes. And whenever I come to clean dishes, I just can't. So you have to forever. I'm sorry.
Everyone feels bad for this figure that. What if this guy was president? What if our president and vice president, something happens and this guy has to become the president?
That'd be a great power move. That's, like, the best power move. An argument, fight. He's, like, meeting with some country that, like, want, like, China, like, we want our fucking money back. Like, you guys, we just don't have the money. I'm really sorry. Can you just please leave the room? Because I'm really embarrassed right now. We just don't have the money. I'll come back later. I'm so, like, they'd be like, okay, we're getting out. We're getting out.
Okay, we understand, Mr. Yep. Boner 2016? Yep. Boner 16.
That's like the best move ever. Just escape from all responsibility. Everyone feels awkward.
Boner Palin 16.
I hate him. Okay, well, I want to hear about, although we don't have anyone really running for the big positions, I want to hear about Ann Romney.
Ann Romney. Well, if I was going to have sex with a robot woman, I'd probably want to have sex with a younger robot woman. That being said, for a robot designed to be her age, she's a pretty attractive robot.
She's old, too.
She's old.
She was born in 1949.
What kind of evil witchcraft, what kind of Mormon witchcraft is going on that keeps her that good looking?
It's called hair dye and low lighting.
If you're Mormon, are you allowed to be getting, like, plastic surgery and stuff? Isn't that, like, desecration of your flesh? I know Jews consider it desecration of the flesh.
Plastic surgery?
I believe so.
Oh. No.
That doesn't stop them. I'm Jewish, everyone, again. Just a reminder, as I quip on my people.
And I'm actually...
On my chosen people.
I'm actually half Mormon, like, bloodline, not
you
religious.
You are?
Yeah. No, my whole family is from Utah.
Oh, you know all this Mormon... I never knew this about you.
Yeah. Revealed here.
So do you know, like, stuff about the Mormonism? Rules?
Well, I don't know about...
How afraid should we be of Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney? I mean, I believe that Mitt Romney cares about Mormonism about as much as Obama cares about Christianity, which is they're just faking it to have a career. So, like, not really.
Do you think the Romneys accidentally went to Book of Mormon and were like, that was so inaccurate? That was just the most inaccurate show I've ever seen.
No, my parents saw that show. They said it was super accurate.
They said it was super accurate.
Yeah, and it was like things were like every...
Yeah, but your parents are like non-believing Mormons.
Yeah, but they still like know all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think it's against like hair dye and plastic surgery because mostly like the big ones are like any type of like caffeine. Like, you're not allowed to have caffeine. You're not allowed to have booze at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that the...
But anyway, Ann Romney, I think she has like 5, 6, or 7 children. Mm-hmm. I wish I could look it up. I remember she has a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know that vajayjay is not looking too
She has
good.
5 kids.
5 kids. Yeah. That's too many kids for me to be having sex
And the her. Youngest kid was born in 1981, which is older than both of us.
Oh, man. They also have 18 grandchildren.
God.
Which makes me wonder, how many wives do each of their children have? 18 grandkids.
Yeah, that's so many kids.
I guess, well, again, it's who we do, not who would we marry.
Right.
And again, like I don't even get it. You know, I couldn't have multiple wives. I can't even have a girlfriend, let alone multiple wives. I don't know how these people do.
Barely have one female roommate.
If Mitt Romney had more wives, which one would be the first lady? Would there be like a first, second, and third lady if they were all... If Mitt Romney had more wives, maybe I'd vote for Mitt Romney. I'm like, damn it, if he's juggling all these women, he can probably handle our economy.
Like the first wife like cares about like getting kids off drugs, and the second wife like cares about like providing, like, shelter for all hobos, and they all have their little thing, but, like, then the seventh wife just gets something really lame, like, I care about the ducks getting stuck in plastic bags. A seventh wife of America.
We wouldn't even have to worry about Mitt Romney cheating and having affairs, because you'd just be like, oh, I'm going to marry this new woman. President has taken his fifth wife.
Hooray.
Hooray.
So, kind of Ann Romney, but she is old now. She has five kids that are all a mess.
That's where I'm going with this.
It's extreme cougar town.
All right, so next. Mm-hmm. What about you, Invisible Mama? Would you have sex with Ann Romney? man, who knew that Invisible Obama would have the best jokes of our show?
Oh man, I'm so glad I even won.
Thanks again for coming. Alright, moving on. First big male speaker, and when I say big, I'm talking huge, Chris Christie.
Yeah, no.
No?
I feel bad. I don't want this podcast to, like, turn into, like, me shit-talking fat people, but I'm also not trying to fuck them either.
But he's, like, you know, he's good-looking, like, Tony Soprano fat.
Nope. I don't know, like, what morbidly obese woman would you want to fuck, Josh?
I'm a man, Robin. My standards are different. You can be morbidly obese and have any amount of money in the world, and I probably would have a difficult time convincing myself it was worth my while.
Yeah, I've always thought that, like, those, like, super young, like, really hot blonde girls that, like, marry the gross old guys, like, they must be, like, pretty good self-hypnotists, right? Like, yes, I am attracted to you. Yes, I am attracted to you. This is what I've always wanted. I don't value looks. I like personality. I like personality.
But, you know, I gotta imagine, like, I feel like some of it, I feel like when you're dealing with a penis on, like, a fat person, it's easier to deal with than a vagina on a fat woman.
Why?
I don't know, I just feel like, maybe, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, see, I feel this, like, you were trying
to
back
it up. Do either of us know what we're talking about when it comes to this? Have either of us ever been that drunk that we would know what we're talking about when it comes to having sex with morbidly obese people?
No.
Not that morbidly obese people don't deserve to be having sex, too.
Yeah, with each other.
How?
This is a bad road for us to go down to.
Moving on from Chris
and
Christie.
No, Chris Christie.
What do you think, Invisible Obama? We're sorry. We're sorry, America. Invisible Obama has convinced us that we shouldn't be. So thank you for being our voice of reason, Invisible Obama.
That's why he's going to get four more years. Also interesting that Invisible Obama is also Mute Obama.
One of the most enigmatic guests we've ever had. The most enigmatic guests we've had on our show yet. I'm really enjoying the talk show format, by the way, Robin.
So, no. No, Chris Christie. Now, let's go to another lovely Republican lady. This woman, the woman who gave the speech, Janine Turner.
Former star of Northern Exposure.
Oh my, like, I can't believe they got her. How is she not busy?
Yeah. how did she free up her
schedule?
They
were able to just get her out of Hollywood somehow. She must have been just...
You know, the Republicans and their Hollywood connections are just taking over Hollywood. Janine Turner coming in here, bringing all the star power, stealing the spotlight from Clooney and the Democrats. I mean, wow.
It's just, I'm starting to realize why Republicans don't value women. It's because any woman that would agree with a party that hates women's rights would have to have an IQ of about 12. And so then all the ones that they're associating with are these dumbass, empty eggshell people. And so then they're like, yeah, he knows all women are terrible. It's like, yeah, because any ones that had any wits about them fucking left and got out of your conservative nonsense. But yeah, this bitch was the dumbest.
She was the dumbest. After seeing her speech, I could, like, truly understand why Northern Exposure was canceled. In fact, after seeing her speech, I heard that they were talking about canceling the next RNC. Just, like, anything she touches just turns to canceled.
Oh, God. It's just, like, it's really unfortunate that, like, everyone can learn and appreciate rhetoric and just empty, meaningless words, and that only a few people, like, actually understand anything.
Now, all this being said, would I have sex with Janine Turner? Absolutely. Take a look at her. One of the most attractive older women I've seen in a while. Just a gorgeous woman. That's what our show is about, who we would have sex with. And Jeanine Turner, you know, it'd be kind of like banging a Nazi. Some weird, twisted...
So that's some pretty good hate sex, banging a Nazi.
Right? Right? It's certainly hate sex. It's called spade a spade. Okay, moving on. Invisible Obama, I'm sure you'll be excited about this one, since your last interview was with him. Clint Eastwood. We're talking Hollywood. Let's bring the real Hollywood, to the hot spot.
Clint Eastwood. Well, yeah, first of all, I think that Clint Eastwood's in a nice spot right now because he's so old that it's like this ridiculous convention speech. Like, it's not like he's going to die and that's what you're going to remember. You're going to be like, oh, he was just awesome before that. It didn't matter.
I think he thought he was at the DNC. He was like, I'll come talk at the DNC. Obama can't be. I'll just talk to Invisible Obama. Right, Invisible Obama?
God. And then it's also kind of weird. They went pretty blue with it because he was saying, like, that he was implying that an Invisible Obama, please back me up. That he was implying that you were saying, go fuck yourself, right? That's what he was saying.
I don't know what it was. The funniest thing, it was one of the fun, it was pure comic gold. Clint Eastwood has now made some of the most dramatic and intelligent films ever, and then just did like a pure work of brilliant comedy live, like Andy Kaufman quality live performance. Like, Invisible Obama, what do you have to say about the country and the economy? Exactly. What was that, Invisible Obama? No, I won't do that.
Yeah, it's a Clint Eastwood proving that for the best politics, just have no words. That's really how you can make the best points. But yeah, I mean, like, definitely if he was in his prime and in obviously that'd be in Hollywood before all this stuff happened, definitely. He's super hot.
There's he was a womanizer. He has, like, a bunch of illegitimate children.
Yeah, that does not. So he's, apparently is not pro-choice then. He's really backing up his...
He's pro... Well, he's got a bunch of... He's pro not acknowledging life. That's what Clint Eastwood is. Pro not acknowledging life. That being said... I still found his speech more entertaining than J. Edgar. Still better than J. Edgar. Bad as that speech was, still better than J. Edgar.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a sexy man. There's no getting around that, and very tough.
Yeah, I know. I have to be completely honest, I might have sex with Clint Eastwood. But Clint Eastwood now. Would you have sex with old-ass Clint Eastwood now?
No.
No, but you thought about it right there for a second. That was not like a Robin. There's Robin, like, no, he's an athlete. Absolutely not. I will not have sex with him. God, I could never have sex with such physical perfection.
Gross.
But all that, like, 90-year-old Clint Eastwood, you were like, that. In fact, your no is technically a yes. Any girl who says no about having sex with someone like that is really saying I would have sex with them if they tried.
No, let me explain. I was trying to think: is there any old man that I would be down to bone? I was trying to go, like, list them through in my head because I just think that at a certain age, like, would you have sex with Betty White?
No.
Good. I'm glad we're in agreement then. No, but I don't think there's any old man that I would. If there's a certain point. Maybe when I'm old. I don't know. Do 90-year-old people have sex?
Do 90-year-old people have sex?
Is Clint Eastwood boning on the regs? And if so, how old? Like, do you just want 60-year-olds? Do you still want 20-year-olds?
I don't know. Do 90-year-olds... Like, when old people, like, meet in retirement homes and get into relationships...
Oh, yeah, they all have AIDS. That's like a thing that, like, in Florida, all old people have AIDS because they don't use protection.
All the old people weren't using protection and were banging prostitutes.
Oh, they're banging hookers.
That's what they were, like, ordering hookers and getting AIDS from these prostitutes.
Oh, ew.
It's real gross.
So they are having sex.
It's kind of like in Florida. I don't know why this connection was just made in my head about all the old people in Florida having AIDS, but there was this person who owned people that owned, like, pythons in Florida would buy, like, these snakes, and they would think, like, oh, I'm gonna have a pet python, not realizing that pythons get, like, gigantic, and they're like, so they're an idiot. Fuck, I don't want this fucking deadly snake living in my house anymore. So they go to the Everglades and let the pythons loose, and then the pythons started mating with all the snakes, and all of a sudden there's a gigantic python problem in South Florida. Ugh. And technically that's like the AIDS problem in the old community for me. But epilogue to the python story, all the pythons died because they couldn't adapt to South Florida.
Oh, that's good.
Temperature and stuff.
I'm glad that they're all dead now.
I fucking hate snakes.
Pythons. Hawaii probably, has no snakes.
Which probably is why I hate Republicans also.
Ooh, purr.
Bringing it back.
We need a sound effect for this podcast.
Wah, wah. Was that a wah, wah sound effect? Or was it like a boom, boom?
Definitely wasn't that. Too much credit. So yeah, Clint Eastwood. Yeah, sure. Okay, so
Invisible Obama, you think you can give us like a little rimshaw? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Rimshaw. Invisible Obama with the rimshaw. You guys hear it?
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a great rimshaw, Invisible Obama. Alright.
Okay, so
next up, my turn again?
I'm asking you.
Okay.
Okay, so we've been over Jeanine Turner, been over Ann Romney. I gotta ask about a good staple Republican woman, Condoleezza. How to Condoleezza. Come down with Condoleezza.
I just have to ask myself, like, what is Condoleezza Rice doing? Does she know she's a black woman in the Republican Party? Are these women aware of this? Like, is she voting against...
I think if your name's Condoleezza, you're aware that you're black, yes.
I want to like Condoleezza Rice, but then I just listen to her, like, support what her party is doing, and I'm just like... What kind of debt are you into that you need to be out there supporting these people? Would I have sex with Condoleezza Rice? Would I have sex with Condoleezza Rice? I'd probably find out some, you know, real interesting shit in, like, the post-sex conversation.
Oh, yeah, you're just lying.
I would do it just to find out, like, what she's like, yeah, so what's really going on with aliens?
Wait, no, so let's say, okay... Now this hypothetical, you do bang Condoleezza Rice, you're laying there in the glory of the after sex, you're smoking a cigarette, and you know you can ask one question that she knows the answer to, and she will answer honestly. What do you ask?
Fucking shit.
So, like, you wouldn't want to learn about aliens.
I mean, how shitty would it be if I'm like, you get one question, and I'm like, are there aliens? She's like, no.
Right.
Totally bug that question up.
Exactly.
I just know it's like going to be like a week later from that moment and be like, I should have. I don't know what I would ask. It's got to be something she would know about.
Right, because the president probably still knows about way more stuff.
Because it would have to be like Bush era stuff, which maybe is really where all the good questions are.
Yeah, it's where it got fucked up. Maybe you could just ask her, like, what is Bush actually like in terms of, like, is he, like, dumb? Is he scheming? Like, because that's still very mysterious.
Yeah, you know, I'd ask if we knew. Maybe I'd ask if we knew that there were no WMDs when we started this war. If, like, it's all a big conspiracy against poor people. I don't know.
It's all a big conspiracy against poor people. That one seems very obvious and
right.
Sad. all right, so Condoleezza's a yes. Yeah, Condoleezza, you know, she's doing pretty well for herself.
She's a good-looking woman.
Yeah,
good-looking
definitely.
Middle-aged woman.
Has that little...
Accomplished. You know, I'm attracted to accomplishment. She's always seemed like the least crazy one. And even in her speech. Her speech was like, you know... The least attacky speech that I heard. It was really just about the country. I almost, like, it was like afterwards, I'm like, yeah, Condoleezza, you're right. I am going to vote for Obama. I was almost sitting there like, why aren't you trashing Obama? Isn't that your job? Isn't that what the whole party is about? The whole DNC,
RNC is just like,
let's trash the president. Which blows my mind. You know, I don't want to get too political, but it's just like... All they do is talk about what a horrible job Obama's doing. And it's like they forget that 9/11, Iraq War, and the recession all happened when Bush was president. They're like, look at all these wars Obama's got us in and this recession that we're in right now. But there has not been one terrorist attack. We killed Osama bin Laden. We started healthcare reform in this country. It's like we pulled out of Iraq. I mean... Look, I don't even want to vote for a Democrat. I want to vote third party, but Republicans have just scared me into probably voting Democrat again. I'm just so afraid of them winning.
Well, I'll be voting for no one because I tried to register in LA County. I moved from Oakland to LA, and my ballot paperwork was turned back to me with a rejection notice because instead of Robin Higgins, they had written down Robin Hizzins.
By the way, that's with two S's, not two Z's, which would kind of make a little bit more sense if, like, they thought her G's were cursive Z's. But they just wrote two. Where did they get S's from?
I don't know. They wrote down, I guess, Robin Hizzins.
Can I see you write a G real quickly, just so I can see what your G's look like?
My G's look like... They look like a G. You look regular. Now that's terrible.
That. Now I can see.
It wasn't that one. You did, that pencil was gone.
That first one is just like a straight up S.
No, here's what it really came from is that I think the guys that I was doing it for a survey or something, and the other people filled it out. So I said the must have had the bad handwriting. But yeah, so
or they just wrote hisms and you didn't look at it.
No,
they're or Democrat or Republican.
Look, these guys hisins. Had like dreads down to their butts and smelled like so much pot, and they wanted me to like.
And then they were Democrats. Yeah, they really fucked up.
They wanted me to sign some stupid thing so they could get like a dollar. So I signed it for them. And
whatever,
registered to vote.
You vote in California. That doesn't count anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. So that's good. We had your little spiel about politics, and we talked about Condoleezza. Okay,
right.
So moving on.
Getting into the big ones now.
Big names.
Is it? It's my turn to ask you.
Yes.
All right. Real excited to talk about this guy.
Okay.
He's the hit of the convention. Mm-hmm. Always the big deal at these things.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Ryan.
Right. Yeah, because he's the new meat.
Mm-hmm. He's the new sexy candidate that they're choosing. They're like, picking a woman to appeal to men was not working. Let's pick a man to appeal to women.
Or a man to appeal to crazy men that will crush all women's rights. But I will say that I looked this up for the podcast, and on the weekend that he was announced, the number one Google search was Paul Ryan. Number two Google search, Paul Ryan shirtless. So that gives you an attitude, like a little temperature taker for where the nation stands on Paul Ryan and his sexiness. And I agree. Unfortunately, there's this podcast is about who we want to bang, and there's no denying that Paul Ryan is sexy, especially with or without shirts. But unfortunately, I disagree with every single thing that he believes so much. But I would like to sleep with him so that I could get pregnant and then taunt him as I was getting my abortion.
Take down the Republicans.
That's right. I'd just be like, oh, are you still pro-life? Still pro-life? Are you still pro-life now? I'm walking into Planned Parenthood.
Paul Ryan suffers from the worst case of tiny penis syndrome I have ever seen in my entire life. I just look at this guy, he's like, I need to get really fit, I need to be really powerful, I need to drive big cars, I need to stop women from not having children, I need to spread my seed. That dude is just like, I need a gun. Like, that guy is like the classic, I have a tiny penis.
Right,
If I've ever seen someone that has a tiny penis before in my life, it's Paul Ryan.
That's a really good point. I didn't even know about that. But yeah, that makes sense. Because it's like, why do you need to control everybody else? That's the whole thing. It's just like, do whatever you want to. Yeah, I don't know. Beat your own wife. Don't like demand that all women are being beat. Just like, be evil. But just like, can't you keep, you have to spread that? You have to like, go on news and like, tell me like, what to do?
Right, am I right? Doesn't Paul Ryan reek of tiny penis?
Yeah, what do you think, Ms. Obama?
Ms. Obama? Good one.
I will do that to myself.
Best joke of the show right there. give it up to Invisible Obama.
And it must be even worse because he's so cute that, like, he could, and probably really, like, charming, that, like, anyone would, you can probably, like, get people into bed really easily, and then it could be small penis, could also just be cums in 1 second.
I'm just saying, if that man had a bigger penis, he'd probably be a Democrat.
He could just calm down.
The Republicans. Yeah. The tiny penis party. It really is. It really, like it just... Like, we need our woman to have babies so that we can keep them forever and that they don't go looking for other penises. This is our tiny penis that implanted these seeds into them, and now they're ours.
But his hair is so good. So smooth and shiny, and it has that part in it.
Let me just tell you, as a man who's losing his hair, the less on top, the more down low.
Hair?
Yeah. No. Right, Invisible Obama.
Obama has plenty of hair.
Well, Invisible Obama's black. But actually, Invisible Obama's invisible.
It's a new race. Someone traces him against him.
It's a new race. Invisible people's rights start today.
So definitely Paul Ryan. I mean, I just feel like he's, like, literally the devil. Like, just, like, believes in the most evil things, but it's just, like, so charming and just, like,
He's like Sarah Palin, but a dude.
No, but he's smart. I mean,
he's smart. That makes him almost scarier.
It's worse.
Than Sarah
Palin. He's like the devil. Yeah, the devil would have his shit together.
But I'm thinking about it. It's like Sarah Palin was probably a bad choice because women don't want to vote for a woman that their husband wants to have sex with.
No.
But do men want to vote for a dude that their wife wants to bang?
Obama's president.
And so is Clinton.
I mean, it is kind of interesting. Like, do we look for something? Is that why everybody hates Mitt Romney? Because it's like you wouldn't want to hang out with him at a barbecue? That was like the argument for George Bush, right? Is that everyone? I would still want to go to George Bush's barbecue today. I'd be like, yes,
fucking best time of my life at George Bush's barbecue. I want pre-sober Bush barbecue.
Right.
It's probably a great fucking time.
It's the best time. It's the party you're always. Is that what we want?
Man, you should be president. You throw the best barbecues.
Everyone wants to come to your barbecue. You
make the whole country like a big old barbecue. Turn Iraq into a barbecue.
I don't think I'd want to go to Paul Ryan's barbecue, though.
No.
It'd be mean.
Be like...
He would force everyone to, like, play touch football, and then, like, when he was losing...
That guy is way too intense in the touch football. He's Bradley Cooper from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, yeah.
That is far... He's Bradley Cooper from Wedding Crashers.
And then when you're losing... When he's losing, he'd be like, that's out! That's out of bounds! That's out! No! That doesn't count! Take away the point! Take away the point! What? We're not gonna play? We're not gonna play fair? Oh! I thought we were playing touch football. I guess not! Because we're playing... You win because you're a cheater. Because that's what we're playing. That's what he would do.
It makes me nervous that guy is the guy that we have to beat right now. He seems pretty intent
on
winning.
If Obama loses, I just will put all of my praying eggs into praying for Mitt Romney's health.
Right. I mean, Mitt doesn't seem too horrible. He just seems like a robot. He's just a robot person.
Yeah, who claims to be Mormon. I'm sorry, Mitt Romney, but no one believes that you... If anyone believed that Mitt Romney believed in being Mormon, no one would believe in Mitt Romney.
He's just such a tool. He's just such a... Like, I've just never... He is less lifelike than the robot character from Prometheus. The Prometheus robot was more human-seeming than Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk about that since we're talking about him.
It's Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, here's the thing. At first, I was like, oh, Mitt's kind of gross. But then, okay, well, first of all, he's, like, in his 60s, and I had assumed that he was, like, in his 50s. Like, early 50s. Like, he's looking pretty good. Like, just from pictures.
Definite robot. I'm telling you, man.
Right.
Just going, furthering. Does he look any different than he looked when
he was
50? My
aging algorithm is off.
I want to see pictures of Mitt as a child. I want some proof.
There is, like, 20-something pictures, and he's very cute. He has a Don Draper look going on.
Yeah, he's like a mini Paul Ryan.
No, because he looks nice. The Paul Ryan looks really intense.
He just looks like a frat dick.
He looks like, you're right, though. The small dick syndrome is so correct. I can't believe I didn't think about that. Because he just has all these, like, you can just see, like, yeah, in a group of, like, 20 people that were just, like, drinking beers, he'd be like, hey, guys, did you see that Larry, you know Larry's girlfriend cheated on him? Ha, 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 Larry's a fucking bitch. Aren't you a bitch, Larry? Ha, 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 ha. Larry, fucking faggot. Like, he'd be the guy who, like, couldn't relax, who is making everybody have a terrible time. It's like...
Pretending like he's having a great time
all the time.
Right. Yeah, isn't this fucking funny?
I'm so relaxed!
That's the best time right now. Yeah!
AC/DC! Led Zeppelin! I'm cool!
Against the Machine! I rage against the Machine!
Ayn Rand! And, like, Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand. Like, that's really weird that he likes Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand?
Yeah, he's super into
it. Who wants to vote for someone who likes that crazy woman? Please. Anyone considering voting for the Republican Party, go read some Ayn Rand. And realize what you're electing.
These people will believe in the Bible and they
won't
read that.
That's like when Hitler said, oh, I've been reading a bunch of Nietzsche. Of course you've been reading fucking Nietzsche. If you want to know what people are going to do when they're president, find out what their philosophy is.
Yeah, but no, Mitt Romney is, he also, I don't think he's that bad. And he was really cute when he was young. So, yeah, although I got to admit, I don't know. I mean, I feel like Sex with a Robot would be pretty good.
Right?
Doesn't get
tired. Engaged in robot sequence, robot sex sequence.
In, out, in, out. Thrust, thrust, thrust.
Thrust, thrust, thrust.
Change position.
I would just like to point out, though, that a second ago, Hitler entered our podcast on yet another week. Shout out.
You're just trying to do it this, though.
No, that was a total accident.
You had already brought up Nazis earlier.
Oh, yeah. What is with us in talking about Nazis?
This is you. Now it was me for 2 weeks. Now it's you.
Now it's me. Well, I'm trying to keep the German fan base with us. We're only being progress. I don't know if they're watching the Republican National Convention. But I know that you're aware of Hitler, and if we want to keep them, we gotta pander to him a little bit.
But yeah, no, Mitt Romney is pretty cute. Yeah, I'd be down with that. Although I wouldn't want to become one of his wives. I have to avoid that. Like, no, I'm leaving.
Well, he's not having sex before marriage, Robin. So,
wait, is that real? Does Mitt Romney really believe that? No.
Can we just have, like, some sex scandals come out about all of them?
Oh,
that'd be the best,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, where are their fucking bastard children?
Definitely, like, these people who got to be having affairs.
They're all
just don't
there.
Believe it.
Yeah.
I believe that every politician is having affairs, and they just decide to catch them sometimes.
Right. Well, if Paul Ryan is jizzing in his pants, and that's why he feels so bad about himself, maybe he can't have an affair. Just
maybe
he
doesn't want anyone
to
know how tiny his penis
yeah.
is, so he just
yeah,
has
he
sex
won't.
With this one woman.
Oh,
that's why
God.
He's so intensely...
He'll never tweet his dick. Okay, so we talked about Mitt Romney, but now I want to ask you about Ayn Rand. Did you bone her?
Would I bone Ayn Rand? This is a terrifying thought. I don't even know what Ayn Rand looks like. I want to take a quick look, see if I can
she
see
looks like she wants everyone to suffer and that she's crazy.
Yeah, no, definite no.
No for Ayn Rand?
No, no way.
Are you looking at young Ayn Rand?
I don't know. I'm looking at terrifying Ayn Rand.
Yeah.
Even young Ayn Rand. Look at young Ayn Rand. Oh. What are you joking?
She has really dark eyebrows.
No wonder she's so intensely negative about life and existence. And...
Everyone just called her ugly. Then she got upset.
I would be better than all of you! I would be Superman! Who controls the world?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had gross hair. Okay. But yeah, I would do Mitt Romney. For sure. He seems good. Okay, so now I'll ask you. So now we're going to...
I can't believe, Robin, like, that you're willing to have sex with all these... Like, you won't have sex with, like, these athletes who are, like, pretty much good people. Like, whatever, they're athletes. They don't care. They've worked their whole life at being physically perfect. They're the height that you accept. But you won't have sex with them. Meanwhile, you'll have sex with all these politicians you despise just because they're kind of good looking.
Like, no, it's because, like, as much as that, like, old thing is true of, like, women, like, need... That's, like, why... graphic porn exists for dudes and, like, romance novels exist for women because, like, we care about backstory. And I'm sorry, but any athletic backstory is super boring and I don't want to bone anyone that's an idiot. But all these politicians are smart. They all went to Ivy's. That's too wet right there.
I promise you, the woman banging these athletes and these politicians aren't being romanced. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
The woman banging these politicians are, like, being picked up by a guy in a suit with some sunglasses on, driven to, like, a cave somewhere with a bed in it, and then, like, a revolving door opens, and the politician enters, and is like, we will have sex here, you'll sign this non-disclosure agreement, and if anything should even come up that you're gonna talk about it, you'll be murdered.
But see, that's not the woman that I would be. I'd be the woman that, like, is the first girlfriend or, like, the intern that you cheat on or the wife. And even, like, the, like, I could deal with being one of these wives because...
A Republican wife?
Yeah, because all you have to do is put up a face, right? Like, most of the time you can just be getting drunk or you can be having a really serious pill addiction and just shop all the time. I could, like, go through life with a pill addiction and a bunch of unlimited funds to shop. Give up on comedy right now. Sure. Yes, I do look good in Prada. Thank you very much. Yes, I will wave and smile. And I'll get my abortions too, whatever. It's not like they're actually stopping them from the women that they impregnate.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, what, you don't think you can just take pills and buy Prada if you're banging these athletes?
I don't want to. I don't know, they're trashy. The Republicans are all from nice families.
The Republicans are not... Have you watched any of this Republican National Convention?
But they're pandering. They're not actually stupid. They're actually super geniuses that are pandering to idiots that they need their votes. They don't actually... If they could get away with votes entirely, that they'd be really smart and, like, they would hate all the people. They just crush us.
So disturbed.
Why do you care if I bang athletes or not?
I don't care that you don't want to bang athletes. Because I just care that you're choosing Republicans over athletes.
Definitely. Because an athlete would, like, treat you badly, and then I would know
what
that I was smarter than...
Think
no, let me finish. And you would know that that he, like, just thought that he was better because he could, like, control a sphere that was small. But then a politician would treat you badly, and he'd be like, yeah, but, like, I went to Harvard Law. And you'd be like, okay.
See, I think you're generalizing about athletes. It's like I grew up...
Not all of these people went to Ivy League schools and graduated first in their class.
Dan Marino, like, wonderful, wonderful man. He's been married to his wife many years, has a bunch of children, adopted children.
How,
like,
smart is he, though? What Ivy League did he graduate first from?
He went to University of Pittsburgh.
Okay, it's not Yale.
Dan is an intelligent guy. He's a charitable guy.
I'm saying, though, it's not the same as, like, Harvard.
He's tall, he's physically perfect. I'm just saying, like, why?
Because I'd rather hear...
I'd rather hear
about...
But all these Republicans
taxes.
Are cheating on their wives and stuff. You think they're going to treat you better? They're busier than these athletes. They're just, like, never see you.
That's fine, because, like, they hate you. It's a cold ice marriage.
Why do you want to be in these cold ice marriages? I guess you're just having sex with them. Why not have the better sex if you're just... It's not even like they're having sex with less people. I feel like your problem with the athletes is that they're banging all these people, but so are the Republicans.
No, my problem with the athletes is that they're stupid. I don't want to have a stupid person get the advantage of me.
Okay.
If someone's going to get the advantage of me, if they're worth 200 mil and they went to Yale, okay, fine. You got the advantage of me. But if you're just, like, banging the shit out of me and then you leave and you're just like, oh, yeah, I threw that ball hella far. I fucked you. Goodbye. I'm like, no, fuck you.
I can't believe you're generalizing athletes to be stupid.
They're stupider than me, and all these Republicans are probably as smart or smarter than me.
Really? Actually, I really hope athletes are listening to this because we would be best buddies after hearing this. And you know what? I bet you hope so too, because maybe an athlete's listening and is like, I'm going to fuck that chick. I'm going to go out and find her, and I'm going to seduce her and have sex with her and be like, how stupid am I now?
If you can verbally seduce me, athletes, then congratulations, I'll fuck you. But chances are you'll just, like, have distracting dumb eyes that are, like, scanning the room for a stupid bimbo. At least these Republicans.
I feel like you're not having sex with athletes has to do more with you than it does these athletes.
That's fine. I'm allowed to have my own insecurities.
I'm constantly trying to have sex with the woman who's scanning the room. That's usually my goal when I go out, is I'm looking for that woman who, when I'm talking to her, is probably scanning the room.
Well, maybe it's honestly because, like, I don't know who I don't. You gotta, at some end of the day, want to have sex with who wants to have sex with you. And I would not have anything in common with athletes, and they would not want to bang me. Like, I don't put makeup on, I don't put heels on. But these Republicans, besides our political views, probably we had similar backgrounds in terms of, like, education and, like, having, like, intense, like, conversations about, like, subjects that were hard to grapple with or whatever. And we'd be able to talk. Like, I could actually, like, in another lifetime, I could be married to Paul Ryan. You know, like, if you change two things, like, age and, like, political views of my family and, like, location of where I grew up, I could marry Paul Ryan. Like, I feel like that's just, like, a thing if I just was, like, a crazy Republican bitch. But just, like, you would have to seriously hit me in the head with a hammer about 35 times and before I was gonna, like, wear tube top and go to a mall where an athlete was and try to hit on him when he's signing something. You see what I'm saying? I cannot visualize being one of those dumb bitches.
You can't visualize being that girl.
No, but I can totally, like, Ann Romney, yes, I can kind of see the fucking path
that you're on. But I feel like you should take back the thing about athletes being stupid. Like, yeah, certainly a lot of them are not the brightest people in the world, but I don't think we should generalize.
Well, I'm saying the average. If you take the average of their IQ or whatever, it's going to be lower than the average IQ of these politicians.
I mean... Their basketball IQ is through the roof.
I hate basketball. I don't want to ever hear about it. I hate when you listen to it. I hate when my dad listens to it. I would hate in college and I couldn't escape from the Southern football atmosphere. Ugh, I hate football.
Nice. She's turned off to athletes.
Because you're just never going to win. We can try to do another sports one. We'll say all the same shit.
Who would you do with Robin and Josh for the answer is never Robin, Josh, or an athlete? All right, is there anyone else for us to talk about?
Well, we could talk about... Why don't we finish up talking about the sexiest female Republican of all time, Sarah Palin?
I mean, to be somewhat revealing on this podcast, like, oh, 100% yes, I'd be so into nailing Palin. But, like, to the point where I really have, like, a weird, strange thing for her, that when the last election was going on, I would sometimes... ask my girlfriend if she would do a Sarah Palin impression.
Ew,
you know,
what?
This make me agree. We would do like role playing sometimes. It was like a role playing relationship.
What role did you? Did you get that weird husband or some intern?
No. I wouldn't be Scott. You know, it might have been fun to be Scott. Is it Scott Palin?
I don't know.
It would have been Chaz something.
Alaska?
Some Alaskan. But no, I would. I did Bush. I would be Clinton. She didn't like when I did Bush. She creeped her out a little bit, so I did Clinton. She liked Clinton.
That's a good pairing. I would see Clinton fucking
Clinton
Palin. Yeah, definitely.
This is a little role-playing thing. You know, you gotta spice it up, keep it interesting. I'm pretty sure she enjoyed it. I mean, we broke up. but it was...
That sounds like too much effort. You kept that going?
Well, just a little bit. You know, you go in and out. You go. It's like improv. You know, you yes and.
Yes.
You yes and the sex. Improv sex is very interesting sex.
Improv sex.
Improv role playing sex. You know, sometimes we'd be a cheerleader, a jock. Sometimes I don't know. We'd just do interesting characters.
No, that just sounds like all my mental energy would be
maybe
focused.
Maybe you should try role-playing sometime with your boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
Robin. See, maybe you'd enjoy it.
What should I try first?
I don't know. Not an athlete. Maybe he can be Mitt Romney.
He's getting his PhD. That's what I like. That's already true. That's why I picked him.
I just need to start picking girls I actually want to have sex with instead of having them role-play these characters for me. Maybe that would solve my problem. Can you pretend to be this girl I saw earlier today? Walking around on the street. We did, one time, we were at a movie theater, and we saw this, like, really bro-y dude and this girl walking around, and he was like, and I don't know, I just remember this guy was like, you're as flat as a pancake. Ah, shut up, you're such an asshole. We would do those characters, and we would just be those people that we saw at that movie theater sometimes. I'd be that bro-y dude, and she'd be that girl that was unfortunately dating him. Or fortunately.
I like the stuff in public, but I don't know. Like, yeah, it just all seems like too much. But then, I don't know. I mean, like, if you can keep it up.
Share too much of myself on...
it's fine.
What do you think about that Invisible Obama?
Yeah, what do you think? No, he's okay with that.
Okay.
It wasn't the best, wasn't the worst.
All right.
I think we're ready for our final section.
Final section. Time for Mary Murder... fuck, and I just gotta remind you
mm-hmm.
that we can only murder one of them. So know that going
and we
into
gotta it. I think in this one the most intense is gonna be that Mary.
Yeah, who are we gonna marry?
Okay, well, who do you want to go first?
You can ask me first, cause...
okay, you got a doozy. Okay, so now I want to go, I'm gonna give you the three blondes. Okay, so we got Janine Turner, the actress. We got Jana Ryan, Paul Ryan's wife, and then we also got, who to me I think is hot besides the fact that she has bad hair, and then also let's go Ann Romney. So waspy, waspy white blondes with the same length of hair.
I feel like as far as sex is concerned, Janine Turner wins.
Okay.
She's definitely just the hottest of the bunch.
She's also been in Hollywood. Yeah. So she's like a slide, whatever.
I feel like I could just, like, you know, just judging by the way things have been going with Paul Ryan and his wife, she just seems like he owns her. Like, she just says nothing. Doesn't make public appearances. She's just a defeated woman. And,
that's what you're into.
can get into that. I don't feel like I have to worry about too much. But, on the other hand, if I married Ann Romney and things weren't working out, I could just marry someone else, too. just keep that on, added on top of it, and just be the, she can be the wife I ignore. So I'm gonna marry Ann Romney.
Okay.
And fuck Paul Ryan and his wife too. So it's dead. Dead.
And then fuck Janine Turner. Okay. Okay. It's fair. It's fair.
All right. So for you,
gotta have a lot of kids though. She's gonna bust out hella kids.
We're gonna go Clint Eastwood. 10 years ago.
So still old.
So still old, but not like dying.
Okay.
Mitt Romney in 5 years.
Okay. Give me oldies.
Or John McCain straight out of the POW camp.
Like the dad, pick him up.
Like you're the one that picks him up.
Okay.
You know he's like gonna want, like he's gonna be like super excited about the idea of banging you. Right. Straight out of the POW camp.
Right. Right. And he also seems like he's made a pretty good recovery.
And, you know, it's like, I was very upset during the last election, because I like John McCain. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as, like, Republican candidates are concerned, like, if there is one that I'd want to win, it would be John McCain, yeah. As long as the person under him isn't the most terrifying potential president of all time.
Okay, well, I mean, I really like John McCain, so he's the Mary, for sure. Also, when he's getting on the POW camp, he's not old. Like, I'd definitely, like, start my life with him.
But you're not going to marry Clint Eastwood? You just got to figure, like, 15 years and he's dead and you get all that money.
No, I think I could really have a good marriage with John McCain. I'd be down for that, you know? Like,
I hate spreading things that aren't true. I believe he, like, had, like, affairs on his first... I think he got, like, remarried. I don't know. I've got to look this up. I can't be spreading John McCain lies.
So, wait, what did you hear? That he had an affair? Has he been married a couple times? He does have a second wife, right?
I don't know if I trust him. We're just going to... John McCain has admitted to having extramarital affairs. If there was one couple that deserved to make it, it was John and Carol McCain.
Okay.
So, he has had extramarital affairs.
But then all of them have, though.
Well, right? We don't know about Mitt Romney.
Well, okay, first, we definitely know about Clint Eastwood. He's going to fuck
Eastwood
everyone.
Clint Eastwood definitely has had affairs.
Mitt Romney, though...
But you also, you marry Clint Eastwood, you're in Hollywood, he's hooking you up. He has an affair, you catch him, you make him, like, get you a bunch of comedy work.
I guess, but he's still so evil. Also, go 10 back years in time, so, like, women comedian had a lot tougher 10 years ago. You have to, like, really be on the forefront. No, I would definitely marry John McCain.
Marrying John McCain.
And then I would kill Clint Eastwood, and I would do Mitt Romney, because in 5 years, he could be potentially... either president or running for president again. And then I could, like, ruin his future and stuff. And also I could get some sweet, sweet money.
Now, if Mitt Romney... Mm-hmm. So you said you'd marry Mitt Romney and kill Clint Eastwood.
No. Marry John McCain.
Marry John McCain.
Fuck Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Kill Clint.
You'd rather have sex with Mitt Romney than Clint Eastwood? Really? They're about the same age 10 years from now, 10 years back.
Mitt Romney seems nicer. Clint Eastwood seems really mean. The only reason I would, like, Clint Eastwood would, like, kick you in your butt the minute that he came and be like, get the fuck out. Mitt Romney would, like, feel guilty that he was cheating on his wife and he'd let you stay
you
there for a day.
You give him way too much credit.
Mitt? No, I think Mitt's kind of nice.
Mitt. Clint
wouldn't even remember you.
Now, let's say we were doing this Mary Murder fuck, Mitt Romney wins the presidency. Mm-hmm. Would it be illegal for us to choose him as the one to murder? Would that then be, would we be arrested for that?
Well, we gotta release this podcast now, so that
we better release it now, just in case. Well, you said you would have sex. Were you doing that precautionarily?
No. But yeah, alright. Well, that was a good RNC. We covered all of them.
RNC. Thank you to our very special guest, Invisible
Mama. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. What's that? What's that?
All right, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.